Okay, so now that we've all had a bit of time to think about it, does anyone have any concrete proposals, or do we want to just go through people and start placing them and kind of discuss as we go along?
I don't think there are concrete proposals.
Not really.
It's kind of, we should maybe find a method to do stuff. Like, I don't know, choose one parameter. The
Okay.
first parameter is choose people, to choose where to put people. Like, I don't know, maybe permanent staff and non-permanent staff. We know that professor will stay for a long time.
Yeah.
We don't know for the other. So
Yeah, that's true.
maybe that could be the first parameter to take into account, not just to
Yeah, give them
have
like the
this
most
disc
comfortable offices.
Yeah.
yeah, and have this discussion every 2 years.
Yeah.
Because, you know,
that makes sense.
That makes sense for everyone. So we
Yeah,
can choose
yeah.
where to put, I would
Suzanne,
say,
for example.
the three first one of the list.
Yeah, because Martin's a professor, but he's only here half time, so it's sort of a different situation. And he's a professor at the EPFL, but not in Geneva. He just does research in Geneva.
And maybe the two of us senior Andre and Nancy.
Yeah. Okay,
And
so
then
let's
yeah.
go through that first.
So what do you think for Susan and Mackie, for example, the rooms for one person?
Yeah.
Yeah, that could be an
Oh,
idea.
for Susan, probably, yeah, because I think she
Yeah.
prefers to have her own office.
Yeah.
Okay. Any preferences to which one?
Not really.
Put Susan here for now.
Depends which.
And then Maggie in the other one?
Yeah.
It's up
Yeah.
to them, I guess.
No, it's up to
Yeah,
us.
too.
Up to us? I mean, they can
They're
switch
not
later.
here,
They
so.
can switch later.
Okay. And then
Pierre next.
So we need to put Pierre, Andre, and Nancy. Do we want to? The question is now: is do we want to put the three together, or the three completely separate with other people?
I would say not together in a
Well,
three.
Pierre has
It's quite a lot.
students, and
Yeah.
Andre and Nancy
Yeah.
don't.
Yeah.
Well, does Andre? He
Some.
Just
teaches, but
Some. Yeah. But few. Less
just,
than
yeah.
Pierrot.
Yeah.
So we have.
Because also, if we're going to put people together, their projects, and there's no sense to put them together because they all work on different projects. Right?
Yeah. I just realized something. The two people room in the middle, which have only one windows,
Yeah.
it's gonna be pretty hard to put two people inside that room.
Because they'll fit through the window.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's quite dark.
What about moving Gisella in there? If she's in there half the time, she can have her desk
Yeah.
near the window. And okay,
Except
she's not
we.
near the mailbox,
Yeah.
but
And near the photocopy.
it may be more sort of practical in terms of working environments for people.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be nicer.
And what about the reading room?
But again, one of the reasons for putting the reading room where it
Yeah,
is so that you
but
have.
you, I mean, I think everybody's supposed to spend more time in their office than in their reading room. So we
Finally, I
might
think.
think that it's better to have a more comfortable office and a more comfortable
Yeah, I agree.
reading
It's.
room. I don't know. We change the plan of the morning, I'm sorry, but I just realized that stupid architects put only
Yeah.
one windows. Who built this building? Do we know
I don't know.
that? I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know. We spent quite
Yeah.
some time at the last meeting and to
Yeah,
decide
I
this,
know,
and
but in the
now
last
we're
meeting,
just.
nobody just took attention at this one windows problem. And I think it is one problem.
Of course, but everybody had the documents before, so you could have studied them.
Yeah,
so
you too. I can say the same to you.
You said that there's electricity.
There are 50% in that room.
In the
two EPFL people?
Yeah.
That's really welcoming and warming.
But then over here, 50%.
Yeah.
Well, let's how we can fill the three-person rooms.
What was that? Say it again.
How we get... Who we gonna put in the three-person rooms? I mean, we have now two three-person rooms left, and
no, but the main problem, we have the same number of place and the same number of people now.
So everyone has to go somewhere.
Yeah. And I just noticed that we have these two people room.
And you also have one three-person room with two windows.
I don't mind going into this office.
You don't mind to have a?
No, Nikos volunteers.
Okay. Nikos, and
you
have
to
find, you have to find somebody agree to come with you. And it's not a question of you, it's a question of Windows. Who would you put with you? Let's put a 50%, so.
Oh, why not?
Okay.
From the,
Just let's put David in there.
Yeah. Do you know David?
No.
You will learn to know him.
You'll meet him. Okay. So, I'm just going to make a list on here of who we have. You keep talking.
So, David and Nikos is down.
So, where were we? Pierrette,
André, Nancy.
Maybe we can put Pierrette and her two PhD students into one room?
Yeah, why not?
How many PhD students do you have?
Well, two Marians or...
And me.
And you, too. Okay. So
yes,
we need
I'm doing a PhD.
Yes, there's a nose with Pierrette.
Officially.
So David, Nikos, Gisela, Maggie, and Susan again. Okay.
So, and could you put the map again? That might be a good idea to put Pierrette with two PhD students,
okay.
Whoever they are.
Would it be nice and give them three windows?
Yeah, maybe the other one would be more convenient if we're all working on the same project.
Which
so we're close by.
Okay.
Oops. So Pierrette and the two Marianne.
That won't get confusing.
Yeah, I'd like to have a view to the mountains, but well.
Put me with Marianne and Pierrette, all right. And we put Marianne in front. If you want to be.
Right
here? No, on the room on the opposite.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, that's the old town view.
Well, that will
have
do.
To be here or the other three person room.
Yeah, well.
Old
town is as well.
Is that alright?
Yeah, that's alright.
I
can live.
She's not
that
far if she's like in this one here.
And that's good because there are. Pierrette, Marianne, and Nikos, they're on the other side of the corridor, so it's,
Okay, so Marianne, and who do you want to work with?
Who's left?
Martin, Pierrette, no, Pierrette is done. André, Yalina, Maria.
Yalina would be good. And actually, she's working for the same project as well.
Okay, so put Yalina with...
With a beautiful laughter.
Okay. And we have... Now... Do you think it's a good idea to put Martin and André together since they are working on the same project?
Yeah, that could work.
And anyway, Martin is just 50% in.
Yeah, and we might put Martin and Andre and someone else in the 3-person room.
Yeah.
Since it's a 50%, it's a good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess I can go in there because Martin and I are working on sort of the same thing.
Okay.
And that leaves
Maria and Nancy.
That's all?
Yeah, that's a new comedy.
Why?
how it
when
looks
do we
like.
Think about that?
Okay, why don't we move Maria to this? To where the office I'm supposed to be, and I can go with Nancy.
No, it's not that. It's just you've almost got like a project split, except that you don't, because Nancy and Maggie and I work on Parmenides.
Yeah.
And then Andre, Martin, Maria, and I also work on Ryan too. And so does Susan. Although the Susan and
I think this
can't
project
really
thing
change.
Is not a good thing. This project splitting, you know.
Yeah.
Splitting by project.
But then we should split the little Med SLT party up.
Yeah. No, but
yeah,
if you split by project, you put me in one person room.
Oh,
ah.
That's hard.
So I would put it the other way. I would put the room with Martin in it in the 2-window room because he's 50%, so then at least the other two people get.
Could you say that again?
Put Martin in the 3-person room with 2 windows.
Okay.
Since he's 50%.
Okay. So you just move him or the 2 groups? You just
either way. Well, I don't know if we're splitting up.
But is this about windows? Or
yeah,
about
that was my
it's
question.
It's enough to be functional.
Yeah.
If you and Martin work on the same project, then.
Yeah, I mean, with whom you'd like to work in the same office? I mean, is it important to have someone from the same project, or?
I don't think it's necessarily so important to be in the same office with someone.
No.
If you're working on the same project.
We can Skype each other. Yeah,
yeah, we can Skype, but you're gonna disturb all the people.
Too lazy to get up and walk.
We're gonna
time.
Disturb all the people by Skyping all the time.
I don't know, like right now, I share an office with Bruno. We don't work on any projects together.
Except coffee time and
yeah.
That's important project too,
but
yeah.
But I
sipping
mean,
and stuff like that.
That's
yeah.
fine.
Mm.
Like I don't need to be in the same office as someone who works on IM2 or
yeah.
someone who works on Parmenides. It's not like.
And it's quite funny to have to hear other
yeah.
activities around you. And not always the same stuff.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Especially when it's activity that you don't
understand
or
about, yeah. you hear things out of context. Right?
Yeah.
I agree, but the setup is pretty good now. So Bruno is not on MedSLT and he's sharing MedSLT office. I'm not sharing somebody with.
Yeah.
I'm working on the same project.
Yeah, that's quite nice.
I don't know. You were saying that Maria and Nancy. Doesn't fit together in the same.
Can't really see them sharing an office.
So what do you
on.
Say if you change the office? I don't know. And you work with Nancy or what do you? Yeah, I don't know.
I put Andre and Nancy together because they're starting that new project.
Oh yeah.
For example.
And then put Maria with
Martin,
me and Martin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see that
sounds
working
okay.
a bit better.
Yeah, okay, why not?
What do you
I'm
say?
not totally convinced.
Sorry?
I'm not convinced.
No, what's bothering you?
I don't know.
Yeah, what is it now?
I thought you were saying you didn't want to be in a three-person room.
Yeah.
First of all.
And now you're
yeah.
changing your mind all the time.
Somebody from the beginning I said the three-person room is quite, I mean, it's a disadvantage.
Yeah, but if you work with the people like Pierrette and Marianne...
And... to change a little bit this disadvantage, we put somebody 50% in a
yeah.
three-person room, so we could do the same
but
in the three-person rooms.
But
there
then
is still this
you and
problem.
Nicholas have the window problem.
Yeah.
Which is why I still think we should put Gisella in that room, because...
Yeah.
It's...
Well,
she gets the window, the stagiaire, whatever, he's there for 2 months. It's their problem.
Yeah, and a stagiaire is there for work.
Yeah.
Not
for enjoying the view.
Exactly.
Well...
And you went in Geneva, so there is no view.
Pierrette is having quite a... unadvantaged situation because there are Marianne and Bruno who are having reception hours.
Yeah, but
that's so it's gonna be
as well. We all have reception.
Yeah, so it's quite a traffic there, I would say.
Yeah.
So what if we switch? No.
Will there be wireless in the building? I mean, if there are reception hours, so somebody could move to the reading room and have
yeah.
people.
You have to have a computer with wireless.
Isn't this the case? Doesn't everybody have
no.
one?
No.
Well, most of us, first of all, have desktop computers.
So, well, of course, if they put it.
Plus, you can't assume that you can just use the reading room for reception hours.
No.
Right. Like people are actually using it as a reading room.
The aim was having a room, calm room for reading, or.
So what? Can we say we're going to move Gisella here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I think that gives us a little bit more flexibility to play with
yeah.
moving people
okay.
around.
Okay, can we say that David
goes here?
Yeah, instead of.
You were the first one on the list, but
okay,
if you want to remove someone
yeah.
else.
No, because I was thinking of we can, having these two offices which are near to the lift, keep this office for reception people.
For reception people.
We are Pierrette, the two Marianne, and Anne are receiving, and Maggie and Susan
mm-hmm.
are receiving a lot of students.
So what if we
so
put
we
you with...
With the Finnish, for example, if you want.
Well, you can...
You, have
you also already speak quite well Finnish, so we
yeah,
might
so
get along.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, okay. Lopeta.
Yes, I will.
I'm just putting Elena in.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
No.
But that's nice to have a corner, a student, I mean, a student area.
Student
you know what
area.
I mean?
Yeah.
It's easy for them to
yeah, to find us.
Find the
and
people.
It's also quite noisy when you have
mm-hmm.
this kind of parade of students
yeah.
before the exams. Mm-hmm. So if you work
mm-hmm.
and you have this.
So Nikos and Alina.
Do
you
agree
do
with
you
that? I have no problem with that.
So in the photography, it's still...
Yeah.
Yeah, we have to prune one from the other side of the... But well.
You just have photocopy.
Yeah.
Yeah, who does anyway?
Yeah, the people having students.
Yeah.
So maybe you and Bruno should take this office.
No, but it's too far from.
Oh, you have the other.
Yeah.
What?
Okay.
Yeah, if we change the.
Switch?
Three people Pierrette, Marianne, David.
With here?
With here and.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
That's so like
good. That,
and
then
you
yeah.
two. We have three windows.
Yeah. We got it.
That's what the plan was.
With the mountains. Ah, my mountains, yes. I
got the mountains. Noise. Now we're all going to come photocopy just to annoy you.
It's not very healthy, though.
And bathrooms are nearby. Yeah.
Yeah, and.
Or was the idea? I should start making full sentences. What about? I was thinking about moving Pierre and Marianne into a two-person office rather than a three-person office.
And then?
But.
And put David.
With Andre and Nancy, for example.
In a two-person office.
No, in a three-person office.
And why?
Yeah.
Because if they have. Reception. And I thought you were saying that Pierrette should have a smaller office or be in a smaller office because of reception or something. Or did I just completely misunderstand?
No. The reason to put Pierrette and Marianne and to put Marianne and I together is because of the noise we make by receiving students. And then the reason to put David in this office is because
he's
50%.
Yeah, 50% in a three.
Okay, that works.
Great office. That sounds nice, no?
Yeah, it looks good.
And I think we do have the best office.
Yeah, I think too. I'm quite happy
it's
with
kind
it.
Kind of dictatorship. We are here to make a decision. And Agnes, you're going to sell this to the administrator.
Yeah.
I'm going to try, yes.
Yeah, so?
Okay, what arguments do I need? Well, we have
the argument of
the group and students, yeah.
You can know.
Although you still have Susan and Maggie over here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but it's quite logical to have for the professors.
Yeah.
One person rooms, I think.
So it is sort of it's not a project. It's weird because it kind of isn't. It kind of isn't. Because Maria Martin and I all work on the same project.
Yeah.
And then Andre and Nancy work on the same project. And Pierre.
Yeah, but we all work on different projects,
yeah.
So we can't. That is a little square. You could it's a printer. And the photography.
Write down the arguments for why.
One suggestion, if possible, we could move me and Yelena to the office where Andre and Nancy are now.
You just want a bigger window.
No, it's just more convenient if I'm closer with my partners on my project.
Okay.
We can Skype, as you said.
No, we are just fine.
Happy?
So, the arguments are student reception in one corner.
So that's noise reduction.
Yeah. 50% staff in the three
person rooms.
Room.
And the projects, they are quite well grouped actually now.
Yeah.
Now they are, yeah.
Yeah. And
except for David, which I didn't think about that.
And the two professors, one staff. and then.
And well, Gisela, she's kind of in the middle.
Yeah.
Center. She's the heart of the.
Yeah, heart of the.
And since you will need to be an instructor, can we ask for a coffee machine somewhere?
In the reading room, that would be good.
Yeah, or in that hall. I mean, the sixth floor,
it's
there's
not
no coffee
kitchen.
Machine in the
sixth
floor.
Oh, it's not a kitchen. Oh, it's.
A little machine or a vending machine. The little machine I think would be harder to sell, but
I would try.
Yeah, good coffee.
Oui, with good coffee.
Yeah.
One, please.
Quite strong. Strong good coffee.
Yeah. And healthy.
Yeah.
Good strong.
For the afternoon.
Yeah.
What did you say? Hot tea?
Herb tea.
Oh, herb tea.
Yeah. With strong coffee, I don't sleep.
If you late,
yeah.
If you work late, yeah. And you drink coffee,
yeah. And do we know if there will be air conditioning?
Is there actually a smoking area somewhere? Not for
not
me, but.
Smoking building.
Yeah, but we have the terrace still on the sixth floor, or how it goes?
Yeah.
No.
They have to go down.
They have to go down, yeah.
So, no, we're not going to change the plane only for the smokers.
So
well, it's ideal for Nancy. Yeah. Very close to the lips.
Exactly.
And Susan Maggie as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what the other ones say. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just checking if they actually have everyone, but I think they do.
So when exactly are we supposed to move?
In three weeks.
Three weeks. So they've set up everything, wiring, internet. Or what's this
As far as I know, basically we pack up one day, the movers come, take all our stuff, put it into the right boxes. So that when you get there the next day, all your stuff is already in your office.
Wow.
And all the
That's
IPs and everything is set up. They're trying.
Hmm.
So we'll see. Make sure you label your boxes properly. especially the Marianne's.
My boxes.
Yeah, so they don't confuse
it.
Can we think of putting a
Finish
white board
Swedish
somewhere
pack.
In the hall for general information?
We could try.
That might be a good idea.
Yeah.
Well, mailing lists. Of course, you can mail in. Yeah. If you
That's
have something.
Really
yeah, but I mean, you have a nice poster of the next conference. You don't.
Ah, okay, yeah,
you know,
posters.
Kind of
okay, that's kind of thing.
A big board.
Yeah, yes, yeah, sure.
Where? Like along.
Along one
Gisella's
of the walls, yeah.
Or in front of a reading room, or.
Yeah.
Well, there are lots of walls.
Yeah.
You can posters on.
Okay, so. Along that bottom hallway somewhere. Okay. Anything else I need to ask them?
No more special voices.
And I don't. Actually, we may need to sort out.
Ooh.
That's not helpful. I don't know if we need to sort out who sits where. Because if they're going to plug everything and set everything up.
I think it's everybody's responsibility to find it.
Yeah.
If they prefer to be in front of that window or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, if we start doing that and then not happy.
That'd be a lot of.
We are all adults,
yeah.
So I think we can.
Yeah, no. Yeah. I just can't remember whether they're actually going to set everything up for us or not, but we can change it, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. That's it then. Save this.
And you made a copy of that to everybody?
Yep. Not right now, because I'm not connected to the internet. But I will.
Okay.
Okay. Good. Done then.